Hi, you're listening to This Is Not Your Practice Life. I'm your host, Macy Renee, and we are going on a journey together, my friends. I'm a certified life and emotional intelligence coach. And if you really want to step into your highest self, there are a few non-negotiables you're going to have to learn. And I am just the person to help you do it. No matter your past, I'm here to help you create a more fulfilling future. So stick around with me. Not only will I teach you how to navigate your brain's daily mind drama, but I'll help you actually understand your mind, your emotions, why you do the things you do, and why others do the things they do. Most importantly, I'll help you build the self-awareness skills to create whatever results you want. It's never too late to change the trajectory of your life. After all, this is not your practice life. Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of This Is Not Your Practice Life podcast. My name is Macy, and I am so excited to have you joining me this morning. So really quickly, I had a little hiatus from the podcast last week. I thought I could just jump back into recording after completing the hybrid experience retreat, but one thing after another happened and it just slipped away. My week slipped away. And right after getting back from the hybrid experience retreat, I went straight home to Kentucky for my middle sister's baby shower. So both of my sisters are pregnant. Both of them are expecting boys and they're due about 5 weeks apart. So my younger baby sister is due in about 2 weeks and my middle sister is due in about 5 weeks, but it's looking a little bit like they might be born around the same time. Not really sure. So anyways, it was good to see family. The retreat went amazing. It was so much fun. It's always just, I don't know, it's just such a special program, the hybrid experience. And hopefully you guys followed along on social media. But if you missed it, you can always go back and check my highlights on Instagram. It's a little bubble that says, I think, 2024 round hybrid experience. And you can click through all of my stories and see what my retreat experiences are like attached to that program. You can also go back and see the 2023 retreat as well. All right, you guys, today we are going to talk about ultimately unsupportive partners, but you can apply this also to like unsupportive friends, unsupportive family members. I am going to direct it more towards partners because sometimes that comes up in like personal development when you're working on yourself, when you have a therapist, a coach, you know, whatever. It's not everybody's relationship situation, but sometimes this can happen and it's happened enough over the last 6 years of, you know, coaching clients that I think it's time for an episode about it just to share some different insights and perspectives and honestly help you maybe work through this if this is something that you're really struggling with and it doesn't feel good in your life. So the way that I characterize an unsupportive partner and the way that this shows up actually for my clients is oftentimes they will start personal development, they'll start self-awareness work, they become very aware of their mind and their emotions, they kind of have a different level of maybe awakening within themselves, and they start healing the things that haven't felt good to them for most of their life. So maybe it's childhood stuff, family stuff, patterns that they've had forever that they don't want to have. And you know, as they're growing, as they're evolving, they're also changing in some ways. And sometimes in big ways, you know, things that they people pleased, you know, other people about in the past, they're not people pleasing anymore. Maybe they let people walk all over them and now they're enforcing their boundaries. They're setting boundaries and they're enforcing their boundaries. And that can be challenging for relationships. And so, again, while, you know, I'm talking directly more so about partners because most of my clients are married or in serious relationships, you can apply this however you would like because it also fits in with family and friends. So, here's the biggest thing that I see whenever it comes to like partnerships and marriages in relation to maybe, you know, getting coached, growing, evolving, changing, self-awareness, all of the things. The biggest thing that happens is there is a shift a lot of times energetically. So the thing about partnerships and relationships is we attract in our life who we're being at that time. Okay, so if let's say you have a partner and you know you both can probably find a lot of similarities within one another. Maybe you have similar upbringings, maybe your moms were similar or your dad was similar, or maybe your partner is similar to your parent, or you know, for you, for them, you're similar to maybe their mom or dad. There are multiple factors that bring us together in relationships. So a lot of times we're attracted to our partner because of similarities that we have, whether subconsciously or consciously, or a blend of both. Oftentimes it's a blend of both. So I think I've shared this on the podcast before, but I can tell you one of the exact moments and memories I have in really relating deeply to my husband that felt like a really good thing whenever we were 17. But as I got older and started working on myself, and as he got older and started working on his self, that we realized was probably a trigger for both of us and not necessarily the way that you would want to attract a partner once you've healed. You know, thankfully we've both worked on ourselves at different points of our life, so it's worked out. But if we hadn't, this might have been a challenge for us as well, especially early on. So I can remember we were on a field trip to go tour the University of Kentucky College to see if we would like to go there after our senior year. That's when my husband and I started dating, was our senior year. We were both in the same grade and had, you know, a few classes together that year. And so anyways, at this time, there was just, we were talking as friends. There was just kind of like interest in texting and MySpace and back in the day with MySpace. But we go on this field trip and I can remember like we sat together on the bus and he started asking me about my family. And I was telling him, you know, I was raised by my grandparents. I'm really close with my great grandparents because I spend most of my time with them since my grandparents work. And I have a mom and I have a stepdad. And I, you know, don't really know my biological dad. I did meet him once when I was 12 and la, you know. And I'm like, what about your family? And, you know, he starts telling me about his mom and about his stepdad. And then he was like, I have a biological dad too that I don't know and I've never met. And I know that I have siblings I've never met. And I'm like, oh, you have siblings you've never met? I have siblings I've never met. And like, it sounds so crazy, but I can remember getting butterflies in my gut. Like, oh my gosh, she understands. We both don't have our biological dads in our life. You know what I mean? We both have siblings and we don't know them. And it was like a connecting point. You could almost see the sparks fly. Like, oh my gosh. Now, fast forward into our adulthood when we're both triggered because we don't have our biological dads and we have healing that needs to take place, or my husband would, you know, try to step into a masculine role and my unhealed system would reject it because I would be like, don't act like my dad. I don't have a dad. I don't want anybody to be my dad. And he's like, what? I'm not trying to be your dad. I'm trying to be your husband. I'm like trying to just, you know, be masculine, but nobody taught me this shit and how to do it. You know what I mean? It's like, and then the next thing you know, we would be arguing and it's like, why are we arguing? And we're both triggered AF over something we bonded over at 17. And I see this with my clients in a multitude of ways. Like, you attracted your partner because of who you were at the time. You all had similar ways of thinking, maybe similar emotions, similar upbringings. There were similarities, enough similarities to bond, even if you all consider yourself total opposites. And with that connection comes similar wavelengths and frequency, if you think about it in terms of energy. Like you would be, I guess you could say, like vibrating on the same frequency or vibrating in the same kind of wavelength. If you were looking at it like it was a heart monitor, you would have the same kind of movements on that heart monitor, you know, if we're thinking of it in terms of visuals. So what happens for a lot of women and men whenever they're growing, when you decide to do self-awareness, first and foremost, just know that journey is for you. And just because you start that journey doesn't mean your partner or your family members or your friends ever will. Or if they do, they may be on an entirely different timeline. And you can't force if they ever start that work or when they're ever going to start that work. Okay, that's super important because a lot of times my clients get frustrated because they're growing, they're evolving, they're seeing so much, they're changing their thinking, they're learning about their emotional intelligence, they're growing their emotional intelligence. And then there starts to be like this underlying tension sometimes that happens in the relationship if their partner doesn't know how to be supportive. And here is why. Because as you start to grow and evolve and change, your vibrational frequency, like if we're thinking about the heart monitor, it changes the way it looks. So let's say it used to, you know, be like this up and down kind of like hill and valley kind of look. Maybe now it's more of like zigzags, okay? So your partner or your best friends or your family or whoever, they're still operating in the up, down, hill, and valley kind of vibration. And now you're a zigzag vibration and they still love you and you still love them, but something feels a little threatening. Something feels a little different. It feels uneasy. And what happens for us as humans is fear arises a lot of times. Okay, fear in, I don't know who you are anymore. Or have you ever heard someone say to you, you've changed? But they're not saying it to you in terms of like a compliment that they love that you're becoming more confident or they love that you're happy or they love that you seem mentally and emotionally free. Like they say it in a threatening kind of manner, a threatened manner, or like an agitated manner, like you've changed. I think we've all heard that. I've heard that from certain people in my life. And in my mind, I'm like, thank God, because the version of me that you knew for decades was miserable, anxiety-ridden, a people pleaser, anxious, depressed a lot of the time, didn't know who she was, couldn't answer any qualities about myself or what I loved. I could only ever tell you like my roles and responsibilities. I couldn't tell you anything I actually enjoyed. I was disconnected from myself. I was unhappy. I had a lot of trauma I had never healed. Thank God that I've changed, right? But there were some people in my life that are like, you've changed. And it's like, yeah, thank God, because I love my life now. But for them, what they were actually communicating, and I don't have to look at it as something that is threatening or upsetting, what happened for them is that our vibrations changed, our energetic vibrations changed. We were no longer on the same frequency. And a lot of times for the person that feels that, they don't know how to describe what they're seeing or what they're feeling. And so it will come out harsh and it will sometimes come out angry or unsupportive or, you know, kind of like in a threatened tone or confused. Like they're going to be, it's probably going to feel to you like it's unpleasant to experience them observing you. And this is something that a lot of my clients will experience, you know, with partners, specifically partners who are maybe have no interest in self-awareness work or no interest in doing the work, or they just don't even know what it is. Like that's the biggest thing I see is if they don't know what you're like what work you're doing or what it even means or what it's even about, they're probably going to feel more threatened because they just know like something, like there's some sort of dynamic that feels like it's shifting and it feels like I'm not included or they're not taking me along or they're not talking to me about it, like with them, they're not including me. I feel out of the loop. I feel maybe a little bit disconnected. What the F is happening? And so here's the next thing I want to say about that. You can talk about the work that you're doing with your partner, with your friends, with your family. It doesn't mean that they're always going to understand or that they're always going to get it at the level at which you're doing it, but involving them in what things you're working on within yourself can be a very powerful thing. And I want to make it clear that this doesn't mean you're coaching them. It doesn't mean that you're taking all of the work that you hear on the podcast or taking the work that you're learning in my programs or one-on-one and dumping it on them. That's called unsolicited coaching. They often have not asked you to coach them, even if they're asking questions about what you're working on or doing in coaching, right? So don't coach your partners. I'm just going to tell you, it's usually never received well. It never ends well. And they're going to be more agitated because they have to be in a space where they really want that and desire that. And that happens on each individual's own timeline. We can't control that timeline. We don't know when that timeline's coming or if it's ever coming. Okay, so you have to be doing this work for your sake. And you may want them to do their work too because you see how freeing it can be and how amazing it can be. But just because you're doing it doesn't mean that they're going to do it. Okay, and you also don't have to be hateful or nasty because they're not doing it. Like it's actually possible to love them and still be supportive and in love even when they are being who they've always been. There will be things that you catch that they're doing that may feel frustrating to you or annoying because you're like, oh my gosh, if you only had this tool, you'd feel so much better. Oh my gosh, if you only knew this or would, you know, ask me about the coaching that I'm getting and, you know, let me explain it to you, you would probably feel so much better. Like that happens a lot for my clients. But again, that's none of our business. It's not our business to make anybody change. Okay. And so I always tell my clients, like, that is up to you. Like, you get to decide what your non-negotiables are. Like, you get to set boundaries, you get to stop people pleasing, and you get to just evaluate how you're feeling and, you know, what things feel good in your relationship and what doesn't. And then you need to communicate about those different things. So this leads me to say, and this was what I meant to say earlier, and I kind of went off on a tangent, but the thing about doing work on yourself too, especially hiring a coach, if you're getting a lot of resistance or nastiness or your partner is just not being supportive of the things that you're doing, there's a 99% chance they have no idea what you're doing or what you're working on, or they have a different expectation than you have. So I'm going to give you an example of this, okay? Let's say that you hire me because you do not feel confident. You don't feel confident in your body. You don't feel confident in asking for a raise. You don't feel confident, period, okay? And also maybe you come to me because you're just feeling a little like, you know, you want to be a better mom, or you want to be more patient and understanding of your kids. You want to build a better relationship with them and you're struggling with it right now. So you come to me for your own self-confidence and you come to me because you want to learn how to be more present with your kids and have a better relationship with them. Okay. And so maybe you talked about the investment with your partner and they're like, okay, cool. And they hear you or they don't hear you or they're like, whatever, whatever. Okay. And you start doing your coaching calls and we get into helping you build your confidence and we get into helping you, you know, become more present as a parent. And we're digging into why you don't feel those things now. And we're looking at your blind spots and you're showing up for yourself like week after week after week and you're working on yourself. and your partner starts to get agitated that you're always on a coaching call, or that they're not, you know, understanding what you're working on or how things are changing, and they're getting kind of irritated, you know, maybe you've experienced this. Oftentimes you need to ask yourself, like, am I talking to them about, like, do they know why I'm working with a coach? Do we have that line of open communication? Do we talk about it? Do I let them judge me for the things, the truth? You know, do we have different expectations, or, you know, do they just not know what coaching is? Like, maybe they don't. A lot of times they don't, you know, they're like, I don't even know what you're doing every single week. And I tell my clients, I'm like, you know, when you've been working with a coach, you may have five very important things you're working on for your life that don't match what your partner thinks you should be working on or believes that you're working on. And they might not see the results that you're getting, especially if you're not talking to them about it. And there could be multiple reasons why you're not talking to them about it. But looking at those reasons why is really, really important. Because I always tell, like, women, I'm like, okay, if you have a partner that's pissed because you're getting coaching, like, here's some things that can happen, right? They could be like, hey, in their head, this is like, let's say your partner in their mind is irritated with you getting coaching, therapy, working on yourself, whatever. But the reason being is because they're seeing that you're investing money. They're seeing that you're showing up on a call each week. And they might in their brain be like, I would have expected that by now we would be communicating and maybe having more intimacy in our relationship and not being disconnected from one another, okay? And so they're watching week after week after week, month after month, maybe year after year, and they're having this expectation of like, why aren't we talking more or having more sex? Like, I don't get it. Why is she working with someone and not getting any of those results? Like, I don't get it. Why are we paying for that? Nothing's changing, right? That may be their expectation. And they may have no idea that the reason you hired me was because you lacked confidence, or because you wanted to be more present as a mom, or because you wanted to change careers, or because you wanted to make more money. And you're not even talking to me about improving communication or having more intimacy. Do you see what I'm saying? So there's a disconnect there in even what your partner's expectations are or what they think you should be getting and what you're actually there to get. And if you're not on the same page talking about what you're working on, then yes, it's going to create some funky dynamics. So being open and having those conversations, even if they don't understand why you would need to work on those things, can be something that can really help you and practice that open communication. So when I hired my coach, I hired her initially because I was in a network marketing company or an MLM or those, whatever you want to call it. People are like, pyramid scheme. It wasn't, by the way. But I was in one and I loved it. But I wanted to get to the top. Like, I wanted to get to the top. I wanted to make a lot of money in it. But the reasons were because I wanted to take that money as a way to get me out of my occupational therapy career. It felt like the only way that I could get at the time out of my occupational therapy career to then have peace of mind and figure out what I really wanted to do with my life. That was like my whole thought process. And I hired my coach for that reason, and she saw a million red flags. And I'm not just talking like red flags with like my plan that felt so perfect in my head. I mean, like, she saw a lot of unhealed, unaddressed things within me that she knew if you don't clean that up, there's no, like, entrepreneurship will not even be in your cards if you can't clean up this emotional stuff that you're dealing with. Like, we need to work through stuff with your family, resentment, people pleasing, boundaries, self-awareness, your emotional resilience. Like, we need to work on all of these things. And in the beginning, when I was spending every last penny I had, and that is no joke, like, I'm not telling anybody to do this, but the level of desperation that I was in, I would get a paycheck that would maybe be like $1,000. And even though I had a lot of bills, like my coach's fee would come out of that. And then I'd just figure out how to live on a couple $100 until my next paycheck 2 weeks later. And sometimes I would have a negative balance and have literally, I had nothing in savings. I had full credit card balances. I had student loan debt. Like it was not a good financial situation. But the thing about myself that I knew is I'm in a deep hole and I have to get help getting out of it. Like the cost is higher for me if I do nothing. It's going to cost me my relationship. It's going to cost me my friendships. I'm not going to have relationships with my family. I don't even have a relationship with myself. I am desperate. And we had arguments in the beginning because money was tight and money is automatically, it can be a big stressor, especially in relationships. And he didn't always understand what I was working on because what he knew is you hired her to make more money. Why aren't you making more money? And as vulnerable and barfy as it felt, I had to like explain to him, yes, that's what I hired her for, but there are a million other layers that keep coming up. And you may not understand that because you're not in coaching or in therapy, but like there are layers to this. Like I can't even get myself to make more money until I clean up limiting beliefs about money, my family's relationship with money, my like PTSD around money, my own fear and lack, my relationships. Like there were so many other things impacting it. So week after week after week, month after month, year after year, it took a long time to get where I wanted to be. And in the beginning, it was hard for, you know, my now husband to understand that it was going anywhere. And so a lot of times there would be little arguments, like you're spending all this money and you're not making anything more. And I always knew, like I always trusted myself that I would get there. So even though we would argue, like I remember saying things like, I trust myself. I trust myself and I know I'm going to get there, but I have to clean this up. And if I don't clean this up, like we will not even have a relationship, seriously, because I'm self-sabotaging. I'm blaming you for things. Like I have toxic patterns that I need to heal. Like, trust me, the money is being put to good use. And after a few years, when money started coming in and I had a business and I had clients and I wasn't picking little fights and I was happy and I was no longer being like a mommy to him and I could actually be a wife and I could actually be in my feminine energy, then it was like, oh, okay, I see now. And at that point, he was really bought in. He was like, I love the work that you're doing on yourself. And then he started doing a lot more work on himself. He started, you know, listening to podcasts and reading tons of books and all of that. And then that helped us get on again, once again, the same frequency and the same vibration because we were growing together at different paces. I was never like, you know, there was never a point where I'm like, you need to grow now. Like there were times where I felt like that, like it felt like there was tension. But it was always like, let me just stay in my own lane and work on myself and trust that, you know, if he's wanting to grow together, like, or grow in general, he will do that. And he did, you know, my growth, I think, was inspiring to him. And then also when he was doing his growth work, it was inspiring to me. And so we've really tried to stay on that path of like, putting our growth first, but then also communicating like why we're making the decisions that we're making. So if you're in a position where you maybe have an unsupportive partner or friend or family member, you know, think about if you've even communicated why you're doing the work you're doing and why you're investing the money you're investing and what the result is that you want. Because the result that you want from it may be completely different than what your family or your friends or your partner thinks you should be working on. And a lot of times people are going to want you to be working on the thing that's going to benefit them the most. Okay. And so if that's not even in your wheelhouse right now, like they're like, yeah, let's get more romantic. Let's have more intimacy and more sex. And you're like, I can't even get there right now because I'm so disconnected from myself, that's the last thing on my mind, right? Then there's going to be more arguments, more behavior around being unsupportive, but not because that's maybe who they are at their core. You know, it's because there's lack of maybe understanding, lack of communication, lack of talking about this kind of stuff openly. And if you feel resistant to do that with your partner, you really got to get clear on why. Why am I not communicating this stuff? Do I feel scared? Do I feel like I'm going to be judged? Am I willing to be judged? Do I feel like they're going to, you know, yell at me? Do I feel like they're going to hold it against me? Like, then there might be deeper things to work through, in which case you can bring that to your coaching, right? So just think about this in terms of if you ever feel like you don't have the support, there are two main things. The first one is that when you start to grow and evolve and change, your energy and your vibration and your frequency starts to change. And sometimes the people closest to us can feel that, but don't know what it is and don't know how to explain it. And so it can come off to them as a threat or something to be fearful of, even if they can't put a name to it. And it may impact their behavior. And it doesn't mean that you have to leave them in the dust or you can't be their friend or you have to cut the cord and never talk to them again. It just means being aware of like, yeah, there's some changes that are happening. You know, they knew the version of you that maybe people pleased and told them yes all the time. They maybe knew the version of you that never set boundaries and you were just a yes girl or a yes guy. And, you know, you never ever held them accountable or really spoke about your feelings. And now suddenly when you're doing that, yeah, it's going to be jarring to that person who's known you for maybe 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. They're going to be like, what the actual F? And so when they feel that energetic kind of frequency changing, you might be greeted with a jarring response. And it matters more about what you make it mean. And the number one thing that I can recommend is bring it to coaching so that we can coach through it together. And then the second thing is communication. If you have an unsupportive partner, friend, family member, do they know why you're working on the things that you're working on? And I also want to say you can have the you have the choice to say, like, I don't want to talk to them about all the things I'm working on. Like, you can decide that, but if you're wanting to connect with them, if you're wanting to keep that relationship strong, it's really important to just kind of know where, like, what their thinking is and then see how it differs from where you are, because that can bridge the gap and allow for closer connection, even if you all are on totally different pages. That can, you know, that can happen sometimes. Sometimes we're on different pages, but if we can at least have the conversation, sometimes that's enough to bridge the gap and create that connection again, even when those expectations are different. And maybe the things that they think you should be working on, maybe you're not yet. And maybe just hearing their thought process is like, yeah, maybe I should bring that to coaching or I should bring that to therapy. And maybe, you know, maybe I should consider working on that. Right now I'm working on XYZ, but I hear you. And that's something that I think I could work on. You know what I mean? Like, you get to decide how that looks. But also, that's another thing you can bring to coaching. If you're like, I'm afraid to communicate with them, or I, you know, feel like I'm going to be judged by them, or I just feel like it's creating a lot of tension, then let's get to the root of that as well. Okay, because the ultimate goal of this work is to get you to a place where you can really enjoy your interpersonal relationships and where you are in a place where you don't feel like you have to conform or be someone that you're not and live a life that you don't even want to live for yourself just to coexist in those relationships. What is really important is that you feel empowered in your life. You feel, you know, strong mentally and emotionally. You feel confident. You have the tools and the skills to create the results and the life that you want for yourself, inclusive of family and friends and your partner, your relationships, all of that, your career. And anything that feels like it is a hiccup or a roadblock or it's getting in the way, that's something more to bring to your coaching, right? If it feels like this mountain that you're never going to cross over, then just be open and talk about it. And if you don't feel like you can talk about it with your people, then talk about it with your coach, with your therapist, with the person that you trust that you're trying to work on things through, because it really can make all of the difference for you, okay? But trust yourself, keep going, and just know this is a totally natural thing. There are some clients of mine, they have super supportive partners, right? And they're just like, my husband, every time, you know, I start to get stressed, they say, do you have a call with Macy soon? Because you might need to go get on your coaching call with her. Like, there's some partners that are like, oh, I can definitely tell a difference in your mood and your confidence and how good you feel when you're on your coaching calls, or like after you've had a coaching call. Like, you definitely show up differently, and they're like all for it. They're like, I just love how happy you are. I love seeing you grow. I love seeing you thrive. And it's amazing, right? Sometimes we have partners like that, and that's great. And sometimes we have partners that are like, ugh, you're going to go coach with her again? I don't even get what you're working on. What are you even doing? What result are you even getting? Like, I don't even understand why you're paying for that, or what good is coming from it. Like, what is it, right? Sometimes we're greeted with that. And the biggest thing that I will say is just take into consideration how that feels in your body. Okay, and ask yourself, what am I working on, and am I doing that work? Do I want to include them in, you know, sharing what I'm working on and what my expectations are and the results I want to get? And do I want to be curious with them and see what they think, you know, I should be working on, or what they think I should get? And do I want to explain to them, like, that's not a priority right now? Or, yeah, you're right, that could be a really good thing. Let me, you know, bring that up to my coach. Like, I hear you, you know, asking yourself those questions, but ultimately not letting anyone's resistance, whether a family, friend, or partner, keep you from doing the work you want to do on yourself. Okay, because sometimes I've seen that too. Like, when people are unsupportive, there's this inner people pleaser to shrink and to keep yourself small and to stop working on yourself, because there is like this fear of fighting or arguing. And that in itself is something to deeply look at too. If you feel like you can't be transparent, authentic, care for yourself, take care of yourself because of, you know, someone else's emotional responses or reactions or opinions, that's something to deeply explore as well. Because maybe it can be very easily worked on or worked through with a few different tweaks, okay? And sometimes those tweaks are just what's happening within yourself. It's not even them. It can be with whatever's happening within yourself, okay? So if you need help with any of this, if you're experiencing any of this, you know, reach out, schedule a consult. If you're a client, let's work through it. Let's get you to a place where you feel good about it, where you feel empowered in the work you're doing, but you also feel like you can handle and manage your relationships as you're doing this work. I'm happy to help, and I hope you'll have an amazing week. I will see you all soon. Bye. Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of This Is Not Your Practice Life podcast. If you'd like to connect on social media, you can find me on both Instagram and Facebook at Macy Renee Coaching. And if you want to stay up to date on all of my offers, announcements, and inspirational emails, you can join my email list at MacyRenee.com. In addition, if there's a way that I can further support you in your coaching journey, you can schedule a free 60-minute consult at MacyRenee.com anytime you want, so we can discuss the best options for you. I look forward to seeing you next week, and I hope you have an amazing day. Bye.